Mayochup is coming. Is that how you say it? Mayochup? Mayochup. I was trying
to. It's tough to pronounce. I usually don't eat it anyway.
Mayochup. Mayochup. Ketches. I was like trying to blend the words differently.
Oh. But ketchup. Yeah, that's weird. Ketchup. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
but mayochup. Mayochup.
Mayochup?
Mayochup.
I say pillow, so I don't
yeah,
even.
Yeah, you're not a good judge of
I'm
that.
I'm not your go-to guy on that.
So Heinz made this official announcement. It's been available overseas. The Mayochup is coming to America. It's a mayonnaise ketchup combo. It will be sold at major grocery store chains and on Amazon starting later this month.
Anybody do that?
The Mayochup. I have first of all, if you do ketchup and mayo on a burger, I think it's a delightful combo, especially when you have a tomato with it, when it combines.
It's a lot of tomato.
I think it tastes good. But to actually, like, mix it up, I mean, like, I would probably swirl a fry in that.
Is that a pink color?
Yeah.
Is that a light red?
I bet it's like a light, like a pink. Yeah, light red or a pink.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, yes, if I put something on a burger, I usually have ketchup, mustard. I guess I usually don't have mayo on there anyway. That's what kind of weirds me out.
Well, it's like you either go mustard or mayo. You're either a mustard person or mayo person. Don't
I
you
do
think
love
so?
Mustard.
You don't combine the mustard and the mayo. The ketchup and the mayo. Eh.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Anybody do that? Maybe you have your own home recipe and you've done this for years. It seems to be a weird combination to me.
Mayo trip.
Ketchup and mayonnaise together. Are you in or out? 216-578-1021. Maybe it's the tastiest, delightful thing you've ever had, and I've just never had it before.
Every time I say it, mayo chip, I think of dipping a fry in it.
Like, would that be good?
I feel like it would.
I don't know. Because I don't hate them individually, but together
right.
It's kind of weird to me. It's kind of weird. All right. Kelly's in Sandusky. Hey, Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. So mayonnaise and ketchup, I don't hate them individually today or together. I don't know. Is it good, bad? What do you think?
I love it. I always, when I eat French fries, I don't necessarily mix them together at first, but I put them side by side. And as I dip my fries, I like swirl it together. I think it's amazing.
Really?
You know what I did the other day with my fries? I dipped it in sour cream.
How was that?
No.
What? That was a tasty delight.
What meal were you eating that involved sour cream and French fries?
I was having a massive nacho. Izzy wanted a side of fries. She didn't eat all of her fries. So I was like, well. And I'm not a huge ketchup, like French fry and ketchup guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can just eat them plain or something. I don't know. It's not.
Like a ranch.
And I was like, well, you know what? It's here. Let's see if the two can meet. I didn't think it was awful.
No kidding.
Bill's a mentor. Bill, brother, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing well. So what do you think? Ketchup, mayo together.
So I would never do that because I don't eat mayonnaise.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
However, my sister does that. And when I was in the service, I did some training out in Boise, Idaho.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can get that combination in just about every restaurant that serves French fries, and they call it fry sauce.
Oh, just fry sauce.
Fry sauce.
Much better than mayo chip.
Mayo
right,
chip.
Right, exactly, because I couldn't even say that if I tried.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mayo chip. By the way, that reminds me, and speaking of that, there's some new burger joint that's going to be opening on Mentor Avenue. I drove past it the other day.
Everything's on Mentor Avenue.
I know. I didn't
see
the name of it.
The whole world exists on Mentor Avenue.
It's kind of by where East Coast Custard, and not too terribly far from the mall. I think what else? There's a... like a Wendy's in that area. I looked at it. I was like, oh, there's some new burger joint.
I wonder if they'll serve mayo chip.
Let's see what Danielle says on Facebook. Jen and Tim Show. You can vote, by the way. 107 votes. I'm going to vote for disgusting. 55 say delicious. 45% say disgusting. Danielle, by the way, they ripped off Step Brothers. They called it fancy sauce. Forgot about that. Good
That's
Step
a great
Brothers
movie.
Reference. It was a great. Like, really.
Did we just become best friends?
I didn't even know if Will Ferrell was the best in that movie.
Because John C. Reilly was amazing.
He was amazing in that movie. I love Will Ferrell, but I was like, I think he was second of the two.
What? Same with Catherine Hahn in them. That was a great movie.
Yeah, it was a
great movie. Reference, Danielle.
That's so, yeah. Anytime you get a Step Brothers reference, you get it mentioned on the air.
Yes.
It's official. Ketchup and mayo together.
Okay, so I don't know, Tim, have you been to Raising Cane's? Because their special sauce is ketchup, mayonnaise, pepper, and a little bit of Worcestershire sauce.
So oh, really?
It's really good.
I feel like they might have brought in a food before. I haven't been there, but I think they might have brought in a food at some point.
Oh, very, very good. You need to try that.
I feel like, based on these calls, we have had mayo chip more often than we've thought.
Yeah, I mean, I've had, accidentally Yeah. They spill into the ketchup or the ketchup touch.
Well, that sounds like it's secret sauces in all kinds of places.
Yeah, huh? Barb's in Berea. Hey, Barb, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
Good. Any fog in Berea, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't looked out a window yet.
Oh, well, why don't you go ahead and look out the window?
I like to be surprised when I leave the garage.
Oh, there you go.
It's all foggy. I like to turn it into show
Surprise.
Tunes.
But anyway, ketchup and mayo absolutely thumbs up. I've been making that myself for years.
Oh, see? You should have patented it.
What are you dipping
in?
There
you
go.
Potato chips. Dip potato chips in it. It's so good.
Interesting.
And the sour cream on French fries?
Yeah.
You put sour cream on baked potato, don't you?
Oh, there you go.
Potato.
Yeah. That makes absolute sense.
People are crushing me for that. That was a nice little dip.
Well, it sounded like an odd combo, but she's absolutely right. A baked potato with sour cream is delightful.
All right. Terry's in Eastlake. Terry, good morning. How are you?
I'm just peachy. Yourself?
Doing well. Doing well. Any fog in Eastlake? I didn't see anything driving in.
Me either.
Okay.
Me either.
Right.
So, but the minute I work at the Cleveland Clinic, so the minute I got down here on Euclid Avenue, yeah, it was like a wall.
Yeah, okay. All right, see?
It's a West Side fog today.
And I think as far as that ketchup and mayonnaise goes, yeah, you could keep that.
Yeah.
You like it?
I don't like ketchup, so.
Don't like half of it, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think exactly.
The only way I eat it, I think, is if it is foggy outside because I can't see what it is.
Exactly.
I'm serious, Terry. All right, we're at 6:40.
It tastes the same.
But if I don't see it, then I'm forced to at least have a bite. I don't know. There's good reviews so far. On Facebook right now, Jen and Tim Show. You can give it a like, get involved, or give us a call, 216-578-1021. How do you feel about mayo and ketchup together? Going to be available. Some people say it's already available in stores now.
So I have read that it has been spotted in some Giant Eagles. I haven't personally heard that, but I read that in a news story somewhere.
Okay, yeah. Kimberly Ford says it's already in Stowe Giant Eagle. I love putting the combo together. I add mustard.
Oh, really? See, I feel like mustard would not be good in that combo.
Very foggy in Hudson and Stowe.
I also feel like the mayo chip is not the way I want to eat it. Like, if I get my own mayo, like, get myself some Hellman's, because you got to go with Hellman's, and then you get yourself some Heinz ketchup, and then you mix them together, then it's good. But when it's already pre-blended, I feel like that's weird.
Amy says Middleburg Heights Giant Eagle has it already. And seriously, Tim, you've never had a Whopper? That's what's on them.
Well, not in a while.
Also delicious. I'm telling you, I think we've eaten a lot of things with mayo chip, and we just don't know. Why is it weird every time I say it?
Yeah, I'm sure I've had it on the – I just together for some reason is just kind of, I don't know, wording me out a little bit. All right, go ahead. What's your thoughts?
Well, first of all, the name is wrong. I agree with you.
Yeah.
It 100% should be Ketchanaise.
See, that's better than Ketchanaise.
Ketchanaise is good. I like that better.
It's a cool name. But, you know, honestly, if you add pickle relish, you've got Bob's Big Boy sauce, basically.
Oh, now you're talking. How delicious is that? Oh, so that's what that was. Relish, mayo, ketchup, and that's a delicious sauce.
Yeah, there's something else in it too, but
oh, really?
You know, there's secret ingredients, I'm sure, but that's the basis of it.